Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us, Jr. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. My co-host, Delaney Bowers, will be with us shortly. Now, it's great to have you back with us for another spooky episode. Now, does everyone have a flashlight in hand, just in case the darkness gets to be too much? Or how about a blanket to hide under, should the stories get too scary? Now, I have a hunch that they will tonight, because this evening we're going to hear about ghostly whispers, bathroom ghosts, creaky doorknobs, any ghost, any bed. But first, we have this story from Naya, in parts unknown.
Hi there, my name is Naya, and I'm 8. This story happened when I was in Converse City. So it was early in the morning before everyone was awake. I usually wake up earlier, but I woke up and I heard this monkey out like at my dollhouse by the doorway. It was scary. I was at the edge of my bed and I looked under my blanket like a tiny bit and I saw his like legs. The legs were very hairy. And I saw that my brother's door was shut. So it was scary, but I tried to keep calm and I kept hearing the monkey noises, but I went back to bed to forget about it. And I just waited until my parents and my brother were awake. Love the podcast. Bye.
Thank you, Naya, for calling in. I think it's good that you kept calm. Deep breathing during an experience like that is a good way to keep yourself from freaking out. Now, hairy legs and monkey sounds in the bedroom. If this would have occurred in the woods, I would have been quick to say Bigfoot might have made a visit. But you don't often hear about Bigfoot in people's bedrooms. He's sneaky, but not that sneaky. So I don't know what this could have been, Naya. But you did the right thing by telling us all about it. And of course, be sure to let us know if it should return. Now, gang, if you have a scary story you would like to share here on the show, give us a call, with your parents' or guardian's permission, of course, at 833-MAU-KIDS. Or you can record a voice memo and email it to us at monstersamonguss.jr@gmail.com. Remember to keep your call under 2 minutes if you can. Speak clearly and call from a quiet place in your house. We're really looking forward to hearing from you. So give us a call today. Now, if you would, please make way for my buddy Klaus in the state of Illinois.
My name is Klaus from Chicago, Illinois. And this time I'll actually be sharing an experience that my mom had, but we were all on the same trip. It's to the UP, which is already a weird and spooky place in general. And I, in fact, made a zine in a zine series about spooky stuff dedicated to that trip that we took. And I'm going to be reading that story. So we were staying in an old spooky cabin in the thick woods of the Upper Peninsula a few summers ago. After a day of exploring ghost towns and abandoned copper mines, my mom had a very interesting experience. I was just in the room next to her, so. It was a very dark and starry night. And as my mom was drifting off to sleep, the light above the bed in her room turned on. It's like there's a light right above the bed, like at the top front of the bed, and it turned on. My mom sat up straight and looked around and didn't see anything, so she turned off the light, and just as she was about to fall asleep, she heard the doorknob twist, click, and slowly creak open. She sat up only to find nothing. No one. Was it the wind? No. All the windows were closed. Door was closed, as far as she knew. And we had just been visiting haunted places, or spooky places, abandoned places, so something could have attached itself. And also, my mom called the owner of that property to tell her about the story. I was wondering if anybody else had said anything, and the owner said, no, nobody else has called in, but if I had a dollar for every time something weird happened on this property, I'd be rich. And that's pretty much the end of the story, but it's very interesting because, again, that door had a lock. Just it clicked open. You had to turn the doorknob. Goodbye!
Thank you, Klaus, for the perfectly told tale. We hear about quote-unquote attachments from time to time, which essentially means that if you visit a haunted place, sometimes a spirit can follow you home, and it'll stick around for a few days, weeks, or months, making noises, moving objects, or in rare cases, appearing as a full-body apparition, or in other words, a ghost. Now it sounds like, if that is indeed what went on here, Klaus, that you got lucky. Because as far as hauntings go, a turning doorknob is a lot less scary than the ghost of a formerly living human being. Now before we go, Klaus mentioned that he puts together a zine that covers a lot of this paranormal activity. And for those of you that don't know what a zine is, it's kind of like a mini magazine or a tiny book. A collection of thoughts and ideas from a person or a group of people. And Klaus was nice enough to send Delaney and I a few of his zines. Boy, are we impressed. Very nicely done, sir. And I don't know if Klaus is making these zines available to the public or not, but if he is, I'll be sure to put a link up in tonight's show notes. Maybe you can go pick one up and enjoy the awesomeness yourself. Fun stuff, Klaus. It's great to hear from you as always, and thank you again for the awesome scenes. Well, kiddos, I have one more story to share before we kick things over to Delaney. So from the state of Washington, please welcome Eva to the program.
Hi, my name is Eva, and I'm from Spokane, Washington. One night, I went to my bathroom, and I saw a man looking at my mirror. He had a hat and a white shirt and suspenders. I didn't see any legs. I got scared and went to tell my mom, And she said she sees them all the time too, and my grandpa does too. She never told me about it, so she wouldn't scare me. She called in about a couple days ago to tell her all the time she saw him too. I was scared at first, but now I think he's cool. Thank you for listening to my story. I love your podcast. My mom does too. Keep it spooky.
Thank you, Eva. Keep it spooky, indeed. And I love that you were afraid of the ghost at first, but now you're kind of getting used to the idea of having a ghostly friend. And boy, do I wish I had that attitude growing up. Because my mom once told me that she thought she saw a ghost of an old man in her bedroom. I was probably 8 or 9 at the time, and it scared the bejesus out of me. I certainly wasn't as accepting of a ghostly roommate like Eva here was. Now looking back on it, my mom might have just been making this up to scare us. And boy, did she succeed. But in your case, Eva, your ghost seems to be legit, whoever he is. And hopefully, unlike Bloody Mary, the Candyman, or any other mirror-dwelling monsters, your ghost continues to stay chill, Eva. Now just don't say his name in the mirror 3 times. Thank you again, Eva, for not only taking the time to call in, but for tuning in as well. Now, folks, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, the old Meemaw herself will be here to help take us home. But first,
a great adventure and so much more. Back home.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
The same goes for business.
Derek, remind me to tell you and our listeners about the bathroom ghost in my childhood home back in Indiana. His name was George, and he was a giant. Man, I haven't thought about him in years. Hope he's doing well. While we're on the topic of haunted Hoosier homes, let me introduce another friend from the crossroads of America, Ava. We're listening.
Hi, my name's Ava, and I'm from Indiana, and I'm 11 years old. We used to live in an old house that my dad's aunt used to live in, and it was kind of scary, but this takes place in 2021 when I was like about 5 or 6, around that kind of age. And I woke up from a scary dream, and I went to our hallway, which was like a short hallway to my mom's room. And when I was walking, I heard something talk in my ear, like a whisper or something. So I thought it was one of my siblings because they do that all the time to me. They trick me and stuff. So I turned around and I saw nothing. And I went to my mom's room and I like went and lay with her because I was scared. And I told her. And the next day I told my parents that. And they said that my dad's aunt used to live there. And she sadly passed away in that house. Thank you for listening to my story. Have a great day. Bye.
As a younger sibling myself, this sounds like the exact type of prank I would play on my older brother. But Ava, it sounds like your experience may have been with an otherworldly aunt. And that calls to mind the legend of Aunt Jenny Johnston, an infamous ghost who makes her home in the Bankhead National Forest in Double Springs, Alabama. As the story goes, Aunt Jenny and her husband owned and operated an inn and tavern in the 1860s. The couple, along with their 9 children, witnessed the horrors of the Civil War firsthand when the Home Guard patrol accused her family of harboring Union soldiers. Aunt Jenny made an oath to seek revenge on those who caused her family so much grief, and for the next several decades, she tracked down each and every member of the patrol, one by one, and, well, hopefully you get the picture. Aunt Jenny is said to haunt her old home place, which is now located inside the national park. Visitors to the cabin will park their cars only to see an old woman emerge from the ruins to tell them to get off her property, only to see her disappear into thin air. Others have reported seeing a ghostly green mist floating around the woods near her home as well. So Ava, if you had to choose between a cloud of green mist or a disembodied whisper, which one would it be? We appreciate you taking the time to call in. And just for funsies, let's stick with another caller from the Hoosier State. Lindley, is there anything you'd like to share?
Hi, I'm Lindley, and I'm from Evanston, Indiana. And I've had a lot of weird things happen. But basically, what happened to me was I basically have been having a lot of weird dreams and just a lot of, I want to say, demonic stuff happening. So basically, a couple of weeks ago, I'm waking up with, like, these scratches and bruises all over my body. But in places that are, like, how would I reach that if I was sleeping, you know? But I've noticed that it was 3 distinct scars. It was on my chest, my arm, and one on my face for a while. But they all disappeared. Thought maybe I was doing that to myself. I move on. I'm having all these weird dreams, specifically of people at my window, disfigured people, either waving at me with these creepy smiles, whispering things, like awful things through the windows, just people trying to lure me into these dreams, basically. And it had been getting on my nerves. I was really done with it. Then all of a sudden, stuff just happens around my house randomly. I'll start waking up and stuff that I had left on my desk is gone. I ask my parents, they're like, oh, we don't know where that went. Da-da-da. Weird. I keep seeing stuff out of the corner of my eye more regularly, when I'm home alone specifically. And I'm not a skittish person. I'm just not. And I think the creepiest thing was I was on the phone with my very good friend. And we were calling, and she knows that my fan has a light. When you turn it on, it will spin with the light on. My fan starts going by itself. No one turned it on without the light on. We both look up because we're just astonished this happened. And I'm basically just like, okay, I'll call you back tomorrow. I'm just going to go to bed. And I turn the fan off. I go to bed. And as soon as I get ready to bed and I sit down on my bed, I feel this weird sensation. It's almost like I'm being grabbed at from my back. And I'm just like, whew, it feels kind of weird to think about it. And then I'm finally shutting it off. I'm getting into bed. Once I finally am laid down, I feel weight from the other side of the bed. And this freaks me out. So I just go to bed because no way I'm moving now. And it got to the point where I prayed over my room so many times and it still felt empty, but there was something there. And it's gone, but I don't know for how long. And I don't know if anything spiritual about dreams or anything like that. I've been trying to look into it, but I don't know. Thank you for listening to my story. Love the podcast. Thank you. Bye.
Big yikes, Linley. You know, I'm so sorry you're having to deal with what sounds like a fairly complex case of paranormal activity. Any one of these occurrences on their own would be stressful enough, but to experience them all in a relatively short amount of time feels downright overwhelming. In my opinion, it sounds like there may be a common thread that connects everything together. I would encourage you to do as much research as you can about the history of the land where your house is built and any previous owners it may have had. Maybe you'll be lucky enough to find clues that'll help paint a clearer picture of what you might be dealing with, demonic or not. I will say, too, that Evansville, Indiana, is located on the 37th parallel, which, at least in the field of high strangeness, is an area that's known for its astronomical rate of UFO phenomenon, cryptid sightings, spiritual vortexes, ghostly hauntings, and so much more. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if your experiences were somehow connected to your physical location. If anything else happens, or you happen to come up with any answers, please let us know. And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Time for me to catch a flight to the Congo to do the conga with Mokeli and Bembe. But Derek and I will be back in no time with brand new calls just for you. Until then, happy hauntings, hooligans. Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright, Red Crow Media. Additional support provided by Sarah Carter Hayes and Connor Ryan. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.ag Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the MAU Junior theme song was written and produced by Ali Mamarian.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.